Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. And we're brought to you by our friends at Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. And, of course, our buds, Bud Light, Mick Ultra. And right now, we switch on over to our sports line, and we welcome back to the program one of our regular Wednesday guests, coach of JU Hockey. We've got Matt Grimes with us. Hey, coach.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm well. How's Coach Grimes today?
Good, good. Yeah, I mean, I guess we could be better. We would have had a couple wins last week, but
yeah,
you know, we just keep plugging away, and you know, hopefully we get one tonight.
Yeah. So it's like the season. You start off a little cold, and then you hit a hot streak, and we're thinking great things happening, and then we kind of we're like in the midst of another cold streak right now. What's going on with JU Hockey?
Yeah, you know, I mean, maybe a little bit with sickness, you know, some injuries, you know, we've had some key injuries to some of our senior defensemen, you know, so, you know, I think it's been maybe a mix of a few different things, you know, and all of a sudden we were, you know, averaging, you know, the 3 to 4 goals a game. Now we're back down to like 2 and, mm-hmm. you know, we're, you know, it's just, you know, it's just one of those things. You just got to kind of try to make slow steps, maybe simplify some stuff in practice and try to you know, clean up some stuff, you know. So and we're playing some good competition too. Right. I mean, I'm not taking it away from, you know, South Lyon was a good team last Wednesday. I thought Chelsea was just really solid. I mean, they really kept bringing it to us, and we just kind of couldn't keep up, but we just got to keep going.
Right, and so who's on the schedule tonight? Refresh my memory.
Well, tonight we got another SEC matchup with Ann Arbor Pioneer, and okay. Again, you know, you get a couple days off, and we're back at it playing a team that's, I mean, I think they're 4-1 in the division, or you know, I mean, it's just tough. You just got to keep making small steps, and hopefully they pay off in some of these games.
So you're on the road tonight, then.
We are, yep. Okay. We're over at the Cube tonight. Yep, 7:30.
All right. And a little bit later on this week, one of the games that I think has been circled on the calendar all season long, Jackson United faces Lumen this week.
Yep. And, yeah, it's always a big one. I mean, you know, last couple of years, I think we've been kind of trying to do different things as coaches to try to stay with them. I mean, I think it's a little bit different this year. I think it's a pretty good matchup between the two teams. You know, they're fairly young, you know, and you know, we are too. So, you know, I think it'll be a good matchup. It's always a great crowd, great atmosphere. You know, we always know when that game is or when those two games are. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a great game. I think we're going to go back and forth, and you know, we got, you know, they got some pretty good talent, and I think we match up well with them. So we'll just have to show up at 8:00, and we'll see what happens between the two teams.
Is it one of those things where you look at some of the common opponents that you've had, look at how they fared against them, how you fared against your common opponents, or Are you showing up and just keeping with your game plan that you have with all the other games?
Yeah, I think between us and them, I mean, I know their coaching staff real well. Okay. Hell, their assistant coach, we coached together for about 7-8 years when the kids were younger. I mean, it's, you know everything between the two programs, between their kids and our kids. But yeah, I mean, you just kind of go into a game like that. I do think you do compare each other with some of those teams you've played. They you know, they got a little bit of an edge. I would bet if Vegas was betting on it, I bet they'd give them a little bit of an edge right now. But, you know, you just never know. I mean, I think we've had a team that was pretty outmanned the last couple of years, and it's been, you know, it's came right down to the third period, you know, so it's always a good game. You know, both teams always seem to show up.
Right. Well, it's funny that you mentioned the Vegas line, because I did have a conversation with Coach Brady, And I looked at what the MHSAA puts out, their Michigan power rankings. Now, with Lumen being Division III, they have a power ranking of in the 660 range. Jackson United playing in Division I, they've got a power ranking right now of 444. So if you're looking at the power rankings, Michigan Association of the Michigan High School Athletic Association is kind of giving Lumen just a little bit of an edge. But when we talk rivalry games, especially crosstown rivalry games, you just throw all that stuff out the window.
I think Dan would say a lot of the same stuff. I mean, it's
he
just,
did.
it's one of those things where, you know, I mean, I think I'll be honest with you. Uh-huh. I thought we would, you know, maybe have, you know, once we got on that hot streak of those five games, I thought we would just keep rolling, and it's just been kind of, between all facets of the game, maybe we haven't been hitting on all cylinders. So we're trying to just kind of make these steps in practice to get better. Like, let's just focus on one thing and try to improve on that. And you know, they did good. Chelsea was a tough team. It was a tough game. I mean, it's one of those games maybe you want to forget, but at the end of the day, we watch the film, you gotta learn from it, you gotta get better from it, and hopefully it starts tonight and rolls right into Saturday.
Yeah. And like I said, tonight, we're gonna switch gears a little bit now. Tonight you're at the Cube, so I don't think you're gonna be able to make it back to the Optimist in time at 8 o'clock, because the Grimes team is taking on the Power Cows tonight.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I just heard that from the guys at a group text going out. Yeah, it sounds like we got a big matchup with the Power Cows tonight. So yeah, one of my assistant coaches is on the team too. So neither one of us are going to make it back for that game. But hopefully, like I say, we've got a good deep young roster. So hopefully they can take care of business tonight.
All right. Well, we'll be interested in seeing how that turns out for tomorrow. Coach Grimes, as always, we appreciate the opportunity. Thank you for joining us today.
Great. All right. Thanks, Mark. Have a good day.
Let's talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.